First Corinthians 3, last week we started looking at increase, right? First Corinthians 3, and I asked you to go through the book of Acts, right? So did you? Because it was not a mistake that I said it. It was intentional, it was deliberate. I was conscious of it. So I'll give you another chance. Go and read through the book of Acts. Let it sink. Read through it, listen to it. Soak yourself in the book of Acts. It's a practical handbook of what God wants to do through you and I. Are you listening to me? If you don't know your purpose in life, it's in the book of Acts. What does God expect of me or from me as a Christian? Read the book of Acts. You see in that book? God's plan is clear. Take Paul and see God's plan for your life. Are you listening to me? 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 8. Paul says to the church in Corinth, he said, now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. So planting and watering, he calls it labor. For we are laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Of course, husbandry, he was playing on Genesis there. That's Eden. But that's not for today. And he spoke about building, which is the temple, the tabernacle. But verse 6 was where we started from last week. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. So God gives increase. And I receive his increase. So Paul says the work of ministering is the work of planting and watering. There's the planting and there's the watering. In verse 10, I've laid foundation, another one builds upon. So he uses planting and watering. He uses the laying of foundation and the building on it. And he's explaining the work of ministry. What is ministry? Your purpose in life. And sometimes when people, because we can get distracted and get overwhelmed by different things in this world. I know their needs, their wants, their desires, aspirations, ambitions you have. But one day, all of that will not matter. One day, we will all stand before God. Don't say, I sure are you. We'll all find out. Amen. And you will not stammer on that day. Amen. So he says, planting and watering. And he says, God gives the increase. So your ministry must not be half-baked. It must be planting and watering. Now, someone said, in Corinth, Paul planted, Apollos watered. Corinth was a special case because they had many teachers. They were a divided church. Some said, I'm of Peter. Some said, I'm of Paul. Some said, I'm of Apollos. Some said, I'm of Guru Maharaj. So Paul says, you know what? At least someone is watering what I planted. But that's not the ideal. Are you listening to me? Corinth is not... You don't want to grow up and say, I want our church to look exactly like the church in Corinth. No, nobody prays for that. Amen. You just learn lessons with their lives. May you not make mistakes so much that people just learn lessons with your life in Jesus' name. Because Corinth was a special, special case. So the work of ministry is the work of planting and watering. But it says God gives the increase. So God is a God of increase. And that brings so much relief. God is a God of increase. And I receive of his increase. You see, even beyond ministry, in your natural endeavors, be a person of increase. Someone that wants to grow. Are you listening to me? Someone who wants to grow. I try to, in my life, work with people who want to grow. I've got a big dream. And I dream a lot. Not the one you have at night. My imaginations, sometimes, man, sometimes they are bigger than me. I recall when I was younger, my mom used to tell me that, we know you are a rich man. We're not. He said, we know you are a rich man. When you get your riches, you can start acting like this. But right now, you're going to eat that. What happened? Sometimes I say, I don't like this couch in our house. So she say, hey, go and tell your father, which is a no-go area. Don't try that. So what will I do? I remember we had one couch like that, brown cloth. So even Bolu cannot know this couch. It's brown. And it was torn. The clothes on it was torn, so you can see the foam. And so I said, I cannot stay in a house like this. I cannot stay here. How do I bring my friends here? This is not my level. So my mom's there laughing. Elolongpa, what's your level? Elolongpa means, how much do you earn? I was not earning a naira. So what did I do? I took needle and thread. I started sewing. I said, everybody just looks at everything in this house. Just leave it like that. I remember seeing plants. I'll see plants on the road. And I'll take the plants. And I'll bring them home. And start making them look like artificial plants. And my mom would say, Oni dirty. That is, you are bringing in home refuse. People's garbage. I didn't see it as garbage. I saw it as, come on, now we have plants. Amen. I've always wanted the best for myself. I still do. Be that kind of person. Yeah, this is how life has treated me. Shut up. This is where I met myself. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? That's the question. You see, the victim card doesn't take anybody anywhere. This is how I met myself. I didn't mean I was born. Shut up. God gives the increase. Amen. I said, God gives the increase. Be a person that wants to increase. You have to make up your mind. You can't be on the same spot. I must be better than yesterday. Are you listening to me? Must be better than yesterday. You're a student. How can your CGPA keep going lower, 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 lower? Go below, go below, go below. We thought you were joking when you started with 3.0 in first year. When someone start with 3.0 out of 5 in year 1, year 1 is free dice. You should be getting nothing less than 4.5. Sorry, I was not attending classes in year 1 and I had over 4.5. I mean, it was play. The only time I was attending was when they had classes in DLI that had Wi-Fi. Don't do that. The people that did it with me that time, they failed. And they said I was a sly. I used to sneak to and reach. And I said, no, we are playing this game together. You know, I started with 3.0. Next one, 2.98. Where are you going? Are you trying to find oil? You are digging too much. Before you know it, 1.5. What's that meant to do? Then you begin to say, I don't know what's going on. My mental health. It's not your mental health. What are you going to do about it? You're not getting better.
Paul makes it clear. God is a God of increase. Are you listening to me? So that means I must aim for increase. Enough of trying to play victim. Does it fit you? You're a child of God. Life has been unfair. Okay. What are you going to do about it? Crying doesn't solve it. Murmuring doesn't solve it. What are you going to do about it? Are you listening to me? You must be ready for increase. In your business, be ready. Jesus helped them. They caught fish. Right? When he borrowed Peter's boat. Remember the story? And they caught fish. And when they saw that their net could not contain the fish, what did they do? They called for, he said, bring your own net too. That's how to do business. You don't say, I've caught enough. No, it's not enough until it's breaking. Amen. Does God not know when the cup is full, right? It's not enough once it's overflowing. Don't be content. Don't. I walk in increase in the name of the Lord Jesus. My ministry, increase all around me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You must have a mindset for growth. I know, motivational speakers can say all of this one. But the Bible now tells you expressly, God gives the increase. So if I'm not seeing the increase, I need to find out. God gives the increase. Jesus had 12. Then in Luke 9, he chose 70. By the time we get to Acts 1, Acts 2, 120. Abi? By the time Peter will preach in Acts 2, 3,000. Those numbers were deliberately written for you. It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake that John will say, there were 5,000 men when the breads were multiplied, the loaves were multiplied rather. There were 5,000 men, he said, excluding the women and the children. Happy Children's Day, by the way. Amen. Say, happy Children's Day to all of us. Abby? You are a child like this, you. Alright. He said, 5,000 men, excluding the women and the children, intentionally documenting numbers so that you can trace the increase. I know in this part of the world, we have an issue with numbers. Yeah, a very big issue. We just use numbers anyhow. Say, auto 2 million. Shut up. Say, the number of people that are dead like that. Like 50,000 people. Say, lie. How do you say 50,000 people will fit into that place? Take note of numbers. So that you can take note of increase. Your finances, take note of numbers. That's not what I'm going to do today. Because God wants to increase us. Amen. Amen. Be deliberate. God gives the increase. He gives the increase to what? To labor. That's why Paul says, he will reward every man according to his own labor. So he calls the work of planting and watering, what God gives the increase to, he calls it labor. You can't wish increase. You can't wish on it. You plan for it. You labor for it. If you're somebody that listen to me very well, you can't wish it. It's in your wildest imaginations. Yeah, that's cute. But God gives increase to labor. That means there will be things that will be done. There will be things that will be said. Are you listening to me? He sent us to the whole world. Don't talk small. Don't talk small. I know we started from a room, but we can't remain there. I know we started from Lagos, but we can't stop in Lagos. He sent us to the world. Remember the Numbers 18 story, when they went to spy the 12 spies, and they went to the land, and they went to spy, and they came back and said, we were like grasshoppers in their sight. You know what God called that? He said, that's an evil report. So when you talk small, when you belittle yourself, when you talk like you're not going to do anything significant, God calls that an evil report.
I'm being realistic. Nah, it's evil report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. Hallelujah. Oh, you needed to be whined? I'm increasing. On all sides in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you say it's the year of spreading, then I'm spreading. On all sides, to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am increasing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You must have multitude in mind. What do you see for yourself? Like I said, you don't have to be a cell leader for this. But God has placed you there to fulfill ministry. When you're praying, what do you see? You say, we're changing lives. We're changing lives. How many lives have changed through you? How many people genuinely can say, because you are born again, thank God you're born again, my life now has a new meaning. That's the work of ministry. You've got to increase. God is calling on you. And he's calling you by name this evening. And he's saying, come up higher. There are things to do. There are more things to see. There are more things to say. There are more things to do. Are you listening to me? You must be willing to do the extra. Be hungry for it. Like I said, you can't wish on increase. But in any sphere of life, you can't wish on increase. You work for it, you labor for it. What God gives increase to is your labor. We receive in this church multitudes. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I said we receive multitudes. Amen. God, Acts 2. The book of Acts. He gives the increase. The giver of life. He brings the increase. In Acts 2 verse 47. In verse 46 says, they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They did eat meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Can we read verse 47 together? Once again. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily. Say daily. So can we have daily additions to the church? That's what we're talking about. Increase. I said last week, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, there'll be two things that must increase. The seed, right? That'll be the word and the word of God in men. That's the seed. So is that your story? In Acts 5 verse 14, we're going to look at the book of Acts a lot today. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. Multitudes. We receive multitudes. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Multitude. It's not a far-fetched dream. It's God's plan. Are you listening to me? It's God's plan. The reason why we're learning the word day in, day out, week in, week out, hearing sermons here and there, you know, is so that we can affect people's lives with God's word. This is not a cultural club. This is the Lord's house. The church had multitudes. Now the next thing you now see with the church is territory. They now started adding territory. Don't forget the mandate Jesus gave them in Acts 1:8. You receive utterance when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, right? And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and in the uttermost. That is territory. In Acts 4, you now begin to see territory. In Acts 4 verse 16. I'll start from verse 14. And beholding the man that which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them, and is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. Look at that. He said, it is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. Say Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
All of them. So that means they have started taking territories. It's manifest to everyone in Israel. And we cannot deny it.
Amen.
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 That's what you should be hearing. It's not just to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what you should be hearing in the market. God gives the increase. So, have we even labored for his increase to happen? Because he gives increase to labor. For how many years now have you been in that cell, that place, that location? What is the testimony there? These are people that are opposition, and he said, we cannot deny it. All of Jerusalem can see. In Acts 5, verse 28. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Saying, did we not strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. And intend to bring this man blood upon us. You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. So they are saying, you are everywhere. Territory. How do you know you are increasing? You now have territories. It could be a street. It could be a compound. You have territories in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When I hear a lot of things, oh, this thing happened in this place, this happened in this place, this person was... I'm thinking, what if, as believers, we have preached the gospel and that person has gotten saved? He won't be doing this nonsense, is he? Jesus is the answer for the world. I know there are governments and systems, but the gospel takes care of man in his entirety. We receive territories.
Amen.
You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. In verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That's territory. In every house. That's compounds. Different compounds. They're just entering compounds. And they're getting families for Jesus. Look at Acts 8. So now we are talking about areas. Acts 8. So they start by saying multitude. Now they are talking about territories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive what you want, Lord. And we are growing. We are growing. I said we are growing in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are strong. We are increasing on all sides in the name of Jesus. Acts 8. Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. So, another territory. Can you see? So, he's going beyond Jerusalem now. So, now he has gone in Samaria. They side with the day of Pentecost. They have decided with the upper room, Jerusalem. Now you're seeing Samaria. Acts 8, 5. And he preached Christ to them in verse 8. And there was great joy in the city. So now they have moved beyond Jerusalem. They are now talking about more places. We must get there where we are planting more churches in more places. It's not just to have glorious house church there. I don't really care about that. I want to have Jesus in every place. And the work he has given me will not die.
Amen.
It won't. We'll labor more. That's the work. It means we have to pray more. If you're not saying increase, we have to pray more. We have to teach more. We have to preach more. That means there are some things that must drop. There must things that we must pick up. Because he is a God of increase. So you can put it on God. You can put it on God. You can say, oh, maybe it's God that is. Nah, he is the God that gives increase. Are you listening to me? Look at Acts 8, verse 42. Not Acts 8. Acts 11. Verse 19. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose upon Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenix and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but to Jews only. Can you see? They are still preaching to Jews only, but they are now in Phoenix, Cyprus, and Antioch. More locations. And some of them, which were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come unto Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. We received the hand of the Lord upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Since the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Increase. In Acts 13, verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from there, they sailed to Cyprus. So again, more locations, verse 5. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. Amen? More territories, more locations, more places. Look at verse 51 of that same Acts 13. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and they came unto Iconium. What happened? They were just rejected in a place. Next thing they did is, they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and they said, we're going back to Iconium. We're not stopping. Because he gives increase. Have you ever thought about it? Am I increasing at all? Am I increasing at all? At the beginning of last year, you had four people you were teaching God's word. Now one. What's going on? What's going on? You used to pray for us. Now two. What's going on? Is it pressure of life? No, it's not. If there is something you must not do to yourself, don't pity yourself. I didn't say don't take care of yourself. That's not what I said. I said don't pity. Learn not to be a person that likes pity. It's a bad attribute to pick up. Every time you want to be pitied. So much that if nobody pities now, you pity yourself. Life is not fair. Look at what's going on. Even my family that I love, things are not going well. What are you, like I said, and I asked earlier, what are you going to do about it? When they call themselves grasshoppers, God said, that's an evil report. I don't give evil reports. Acts 14, verse 1. And it came to pass in Iconium. So they were there in Iconium already. Right? Don't forget, when they went to Iconium in verse 51, chapter 13, verse 51, in verse 52, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Amen! Amen. That means they had disciples and they were filled with joy. When last did you have that sight? When did you see that? Or you think that's not part of your own ministry? It is. And you begin to see it. Amen. Disciples filled with joy. You know, the joy of sowing is a beautiful one. Have you ever shared the gospel with someone before? And then you just feel, see me, see as I did. And then you see the person who was once committed to a particular lifestyle, now focusing on Jesus, now serving him. And you say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I was on a program, sometimes was it last year? And someone came to me. He's a pastor now. He's a pastor now. I'm not going to mention church. What church? So I just saw the person prostrating. I was embarrassed. So I picked up and I said, "Eh?" I said, "How are you, brother?" He said, "Sir, long time. I didn't know you were around." I said, I'm around. Oftentimes I'm not. I'm always around. I'm here. He said, So I told him, I said, I learned you're a pastor now, because I've not seen him, but I heard he was a pastor in one of the Ibadan churches. And I said, not our own church. I said, how is ministry? And I began to remember how I used to disciple him. Very stubborn,
very stubborn brother. He was at Tipati Kukunio. I mean, like slaps. You are going to I say you should read this thing. I've read it now. Is this thing by force? It's by force.
Those days of our house, you know, the kingdom of God suffers violence. I'll be violent with you. I'm just kidding. Don't be violent with people.
You know, now seeing him, while we're talking, someone said, Pastor, sir, not me, him. Sir, I've met with brother. It was such a moment. And I want more of that. Receive more of that. All around the world, in the name of Jesus. Not some years ago, someone I used to pastor, he's in Netherlands, and was telling me how he've gathered some people now, they are doing fellowship. I said, interesting. That's good. I'm proud of you. I said, much more. Jesus is proud of you. But you see, that is what he has put in our hands. I want you to hear that someone is preaching from in Atlantica. And they were in Glorious House Church. Are you listening to me? He gives the increase. Increase is of God. And we are increasing. He says, they went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with great joy and with the Holy Ghost. In chapter 14, verse 1. What do we see? And it came to pass in Iconium. That they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews and spoke, that a great multitude of the Jews and of the Greeks also believed. They kept preaching. We must grow. There's no place we cannot spread to. Are you listening to me? In chapter 15. Are you reading the book of Acts with me now? Aha. So, when you want to know what your ministry should look like, read the book of Acts. In chapter 15, verse 35. Paul and Barnabas continued teaching in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Now they have company. Now they have people. They have thoughts. They are now teaching people. Look at chapter 17. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? Chapter 17, verse 11. We know this verse. We know this place very well. These were more noble, chapter 17, verse 11, than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Can we read verse 12 together? Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which are of the Greeks, and of men, not a few. Say not a few. Ah, no, am I in the wrong place? Say not a few. Can we pray with that? Not a few. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As I preach and teach, it's not few. It's not few. Not few people. In the name of Jesus, I'm increasing. You're not praying. Not a few. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The harvest is plenty. The fields are white for me. I serve the God who gives increase. So I increase. The ministry, the work you have placed in my hands, I'm increasing. It will not slip away. It's increasing. Amen. Chapter 18, Acts 18. It says, not a few. In Acts 18, verse 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. Say, with all his house. Now we are starting to see personalities. With all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Verse 10. Verse 9. Then spoke the Lord unto Paul in the vision by night. Say, be not afraid, but speak. Don't hold your peace. Because God, you see what God is doing? He said, don't stop. The fact that one has believed it doesn't mean you now hold your peace. No, keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Till his soul is filled with the light of the Holy Ghost. Keep talking.
Till all of Yaba is filled with the light of the Holy Ghost. Keep talking. Till Ibadan, Port Harcourt, Abuja, Nigeria, West Africa. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are on the increase. Yes. In Acts 19. The 17. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks that also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on all of them. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them, and they found 50,000 pieces of silver. Can we read verse 20 together? And so mightily grew the word of God, and see, the word of God has the capacity to multiply. If it's not multiplying, then we are not laboring. And we will labor. It says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The Lord wants to increase us. I say, wants to increase us. Amen. No longer on the same spot. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That cell is growing. Amen. Into 30s, into 60s, into 100s, into 1,000s. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. Increase in wisdom. Increase in numbers. Increase in strength. He's strengthening you. Amen. You are wiser. Amen. You are getting stronger. Amen. You can stand against adverse winds. Amen. You don't cower.
Amen.
You will never be defeated.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Have your seat. He wants to increase us. We must not stop. And say, hey, maybe it's the environment. Never let your environment dominate your mind. So, I think maybe I understand. I understand that environment can shape people. But there are people who had worse backgrounds. Who had worse realities and they agree with. You must dominate your environment with your mind. Not the other way around. You must dominate your environment. Don't say, Pastor, the issue is that the youth don't want to serve Jesus. No. Don't talk like that. The young people are serving Jesus. In their throes, in their numbers. Yes. Meetings are getting filled up. Say multitude. Are you listening to me? You don't need special meetings to have that. That's what I'm saying. Glorious House Church. You can have it week in, week out. He gives the increase. There's no increase. There's no fruitfulness without increase in men. That's not fruitfulness. That's not fruitfulness. That means we're not laboring enough. The word of God works. So if you're not seeing the result, it means you need to do the extra. I'm saying this now to you. The word works. Are you listening to me? The word what? I remember someone said that some years ago. Prophet, were you there? Someone bought the car. Someone said, the word works. Beyond that, the word works. You see that gathering of two people can become 20.
Amen.
And you're not sharing sweet. No. You're not sharing rice. You're not sharing money. Just the gospel of Christ. When people experience the peace of Christ, and you also feel that peace. You also experience it in Jesus' name. When people experience the peace of Christ, they stay with Him. Beyond gold and silver. The word works. So we need to labor. Don't get tired. You are a soldier. Don't get tired. Don't get fed up. I'm inviting. We are not talking about invite. We are saying step with boldness. The earth is the Lord's. You know what he said? He said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations for an inheritance and the people of the earth for a possession. Psalm 2. Ask of me. I'll give you the nations for an inheritance. We receive the nations for inheritance. Amen. Every corner, every street, people yielding to Jesus. Amen. The football clubs, you know, those amateur football clubs, they're yielding to Jesus in numbers. Amen. We can't stop. We can't get tired. We can't get wearied. We can't say, I'm a bit tired. No, you're not tired. I say you're not tired in the name of Jesus. I say you're not tired in the name of Jesus. Tonight, from tonight henceforth, you receive supernatural strength to run and never be tired. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From henceforth, you're strengthened. You are strong. You find it difficult to be tired. Have your seat. So how much do you want it? I say it again. It's not of God for you to stay in the same place. It's not of God. How much do you want it? In Acts 5:42, we read that earlier. I want us to look at it again. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means they moved from house to house. House to house. How simple is it to preach the gospel? House to house. That means we're going to have families, a whole family committing to Jesus, committing to your ministry. I mean, a whole family committing to your ministry. You see that in the book of Acts a lot. He had the house of Dorcas, the house of Cornelius. That's how God works in families. You can have a whole family commit to Jesus through you. Don't limit it. Don't limit what the Holy Ghost can do. Don't limit it. I see the coming days are days of growth and days of increase. Yes, they are. And the reason why God is bringing this out in my heart is heavy. Brothers and sisters, my heart is heavy. We are not doing enough. We are some years behind. But that's changing. We trust the Lord of increase to bring increase our way. And you will not labor in vain. House. They kept preaching from house to house. That's compounds. Right? That means you go into a compound. And you say, in that compound, I have like 6 disciples. In this one, I have 10. Amen? There's no point of having a street where you cannot have house to house. Are you listening to me? House to house. They preach daily from house to house. How proud is Jesus of them? How proud. Don't forget, he gave us an insight to what that looks like. He said, I'll say unto him, welcome, faithful servant. Jesus said that himself. That's an insight. Into words he can say. Into report he gives. And you're not lagging behind.
Amen.
All of the inspiration you need, you have it.
Amen.
To reach out to communities. You were sent to communities of teenagers, communities of footballers. So some of you preach in stadiums. Stanella? Huh? You preach in stadiums. Huh? They say I'm at your football academy. Yes. But you'll be serving Jesus there. We are going to have Cell FC
Amen. Say, what's the name of this world? Jesus FC Cell. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to do. He wants to build communities, families who are serving, and you're a big part of that. Yeah. See, there's a whole lot more. Pray for me, pray for me. That God wants to do through you. The work of God is not dying in your hands. Yeah. See, look up. Perish that thought. That one day, you'll be so tired that you'll not be able to go ahead. No. Perish the thought. It's not going to happen. Yeah. Huh? I say it's not going to happen. Yeah. I said, maybe there will just be one day like that. I might not be able to like forge on again. In fact, right now, I'm feeling a bit tired. I'm feeling a bit worn out. It feels like everything is just repeated. Perish that thought. It's time to stand up and say, I'll preach Jesus all around the world. Huh? It's time to make Jesus proud again and say, I'll let the seed bring forth much fruit. I fill the earth with the glory of God. It's time. I live in the more. Doing what you be. Going where you say. I'll be saying what. I live in the more. I let the seed be forged much. I feel the air. So perish that thought. Learn to say it. I'm not weak and I'm not tired. The glory of the Lord remains my strength. The joy of the Lord strengthens me daily. Through me, more lives will be changed. This is not the end. No. This is not it. This is not it. The word of God is walking through me and is walking in me. His joy is my joy. His peace is my peace. His strength is my strength. I don't give up and I don't throw in the towel. I'm not tired and I don't give up. You see, in this work of ministry, I don't lose. He has given me everything that is needed pertaining to life and godliness. So I walk in it. Yeah. I find strength where He has put it. I find strength in prayer. I find strength in His word. And when I am about to turn the corner, He strengthens me all over again. I say, strengthens me all over again. He strengthens me all over again. He strengthens me all over again. He strengthens me all over again. You see, there are lives that are waiting on you. You. Not me. You. There are people who are going to serve Jesus. Not from my own voice, from you. They are waiting for you. You've seen it in your sleep. You've heard it before. And they are still waiting. Thousands of them. Millions of them. Troubling in darkness. They don't know where to go. Some are still on the street. They're waiting for you. Every passing day you don't go to them, you're missing an opportunity God has placed in your hands. Every passing minute you see in a movie, they are waiting. Some get sick and they pass. They were waiting for you. They were waiting for you. They were waiting for you. Some are still waiting. They're still waiting. That's how God works. That's how God works. It will take Peter to reach out to Cornelius. Cornelius was already born when Jesus was there. He could have been anybody. God had to tell Peter.
there's a man outside waiting for you. Cornelius is Peter's man. There are people who are tied to you, to your preaching, to you going there and just saying that simple thing you know how to say. Have you now believed the gospel? You don't need all the details. You are not a theologian. And all the details are not, is not what gets people saved. What gets people saved is the gospel. And it's not your power to convince. The Holy Ghost does that. Your power is not for you to make them accept it. Mm-mm. It's for you to make it available. That's what God has placed in your responsibility. Just make it available. I will do the rest, says the Holy Ghost. You, just say it. When I got saved, you think they were telling me about death, burial, and resurrection? And Greek word? Nah! I got saved in a Bunkies crusade. Have I been hearing sermons since? I was literally born in a church meeting. What was said? He shared a story from the book of Matthew. And he spoke about the kingdom of God. And he spoke about the parable of the woman who found treasure in the field. And the other one that hid the treasure. And he said, how many was done? I said, I have to be born again. As a kid. And that evening, I said, I want to follow Jesus all my life. Years later, that's when you know all these details. All this, what happened from the cross to the throne? Did I know what happened from the cross to the throne? No! Your duty is to make it available. He will convince the world of sin, of judgment, of righteousness. Are you listening to me? And there are people waiting on you to make it available. And you will not fail. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus, you will not fail. Amen. Your family is waiting for you. So don't think small. Don't think it's just individuals. No. Your families, households, waiting for you. The work is not dying. It's time to shake off mediocrity. It's time to shake off laziness. It's time to stop self-pity. Pick up yourself again. And say, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. To say the whole world that your church may be strong. Use me, Lord. Set my soul on fire, Lord. Set my soul on fire. Make my life a witness. Make my life a witness of your saving power. Millions groping darkness, waiting for your word. Set my soul on fire, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
To save the world.
To save the world.
That your
church
be strong. Use me, Lord.
That's your church. Use me, Lord.
Listen,
increase the teaching, increase the follow-up, increase the prayer times. Because if he's a God that gives increase, then we are missing out if we don't labor enough. We receive his increase. We walk in his increase. I'm not barren. I'm not fruitless. In the name of the Lord Jesus, many more lives are changing. Many more destinies have been turned around. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I don't miss my purpose. I don't miss my call. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you listening to me? He gives the increase. I love the way Paul said it. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. Are you seeing it in that cell? Are you seeing it in that work? He gives the increase. Gross out church, he gives the increase. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. Increase in strength, increase in wisdom, increase in know-how. He gives the increase. He gives the increase. Increase in the numbers of disciples. Increase in the number of prayer. Increase. He gives the increase. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself.